This podcast episode is brought to you by Coors Light. These days, everything is go, go, go. It's nonstop hustle all the time. Work, friends, family expect you to be on 24/7. Well, sometimes you just need to reach for a Coors Light because it's made to chill. Coors Light is cold lagered, cold filtered, and cold packaged. It's as crisp and refreshing as the Colorado Rockies. It is literally made to chill. Coors Light is the one I choose when I need to unwind. So when you want to hit reset, reach for the beer that's made to chill. Get Coors Light in the new look delivered straight to your door with Drizzly or Instacart. Celebrate responsibly. Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
Abner Maris is a world champion boxer, Olympian, sports commentator, and most importantly, dad to two little girls. Beloved by abuelas and hardcore fans alike, Abner is a pro at entertaining the world both in and out of the ring. On Blue Wire's new podcast, On the Hook with Abner Maris, we'll hear from Abner, his family, fellow athletes, and other people who made him the boxer and the man he is. They chat about topics like Abner's journey from a kid on the streets to boxing champ, sports, music, culture, and family life. Listen to On the Hook with Abner Maris wherever you get your podcasts. Episodes in English out on Tuesdays and episodes in Spanish out on Wednesdays.
This is the first episode of the Biz Podcast featuring Woo! Rizzo and Sizz, okay? The duo of Rocket League, the most electrifying two people in the scene, okay? And you know, we have some topics for you today, Rizzo. Why don't you go ahead and let them know about our topics, baby?
Topics right off the bat. We got, we got the NA Major coming up. Some Rocket League.
Do we?
Yes, the Rocket League workshop. A little bit about free to play and, you know, the king, what do you call it? Like the beefy topic of the night?
Yeah, no, this is like the juicer topic of the night. Like,
the juicer topic?
I think we saved the best for last because it makes people stick around for later. So now everyone's like, you know, you guys are boomed. You know, everyone's going to be permanently stuck
here. So, they'll be stuck here. So we got Isaac App as our finale topic and his music making skills and everything. Music from him.
Everything music from Isaac. Okay, so,
wait,
you know.
Speaking of, I think we need to introduce.
I was gonna say. So before we get into our first topic of the night, let us introduce our very special guest, the one, the only, the Isaac App. How you doing, my man? How you doing?
Oh, we're here.
Production quality out here.
What was that intro? You can't hit me with that intro, bro. You're flattering.
That's a solid intro, okay? Oh, Mr. Isaac App Turtle here, the GOAT. 54,700 subscribers on YouTube.
Wow.
36,500 subscribers on Twitch. A man of talent. A man of a generational stew.
I'm honored to be joined by the most electrifying duo. This is something amazing. I feel like you guys are going to give me some type of energy here. Okay? I'm ready.
All right. Well. For our first topic, Mr. Isaac App Turtle, here's what we are going to do you still go by Turtle or do you just tell everyone Isaac? I don't care
at this point. You can say whatever you feel, bro.
All right,
whatever
Isaac. Your name is Isaac. So you're going by Isaac. So
I'll probably call him Turtle, not going to lie.
Yeah, I probably will too.
Whatever you want, man.
Yeah, I mean, I randomly call you Dylan all the time, but most of the time I call you Rizzo. So, you know, who knows what we're going to call each other. Anyway, first topic of the night is the North American Major going on twitch.tv/Rocket League this Sunday, the 25th. It is going to be between 8 of the best teams in North America. I'll show you guys a little bracket right here at the top left. So we have NRG versus Peeps. We have Envy versus Alpine. We have G2 versus Rogue. We have Space Station versus KCP, okay? And the first thing I kind of wanted to just bring up for the night is this is kind of, you know, we have some bias here since we're NRG and D2, but let's exclude our rosters. Who do you think, and especially from Turtles, since you're a person outside of the, you know, the teams, you can kind of give us your thoughts on who you think is going to be top four.
Okay.
And we'll start with you first, and then we'll ask Rizzo what he thinks after.
See, this is a tough question, okay? You guys are the bias people here, all right? You guys have your own team specifically, all right? But I have to put NRG and G2 are already making top four. That's a given, okay? There's nothing else. There's no debate.
No bias there? You're just like straight up like, you know?
I'm not even throwing bias. That's just facts, okay?
Okay, respect.
That's facts. Then we got SSG.
Respect.
But then I'm going to add Alpine because I feel Alpine.
Interesting. Okay.
You got to understand there might be some bias for that shit.
Yeah, I was about to say.
I also cast their grid. But, dude, Envy are not looking too good lately. I don't think they had a good performance, as good as they could have compared to you guys. And I think Alpine was hot. They were steaming, bro. So that's my top four.
Okay. I just want to let you know that Turbo Pulsa is in chat. So he did hear that. But aside from that, I respect your opinion on Alpine taking it over Envy. You know, I'll say that Envy's going to take it, but it's going to be a game five. I don't know. What do you think, Riz? Let's hear what you, I want to hear what you say, and then we'll all kind of discuss it.
Yeah, I think Envy's going to take that.
I think Envy will take it. It'll be game five, though.
I don't think it's going to be game five.
I mean,
I think it's probably like 3-0, 3-1.
Are you serious right now?
Okay, here's my reasoning is because Envy didn't do too hot in the play-ins, right? You know, they got 3-0'd right off the bat by EU. But, you know, that's not the point. The point is they have Turbo, right? And so that can be a little edge.
Turbo
the day.
Was a guy.
So maybe it doesn't even matter. Turbo said he didn't sleep that day in the play-in. So maybe that's why they got 3-0'd. So maybe it was like a fluke. Maybe they'll come back. They'll show me up. They won't go to game five. They'll absolutely boom at Alpine. But it depends. I think it comes down to if Turbo gets his sleep or not. Okay.
Turbo was popping off though. If you watched the series with the, I think it was against KCP. The man was hitting like every shot that came around. Okay. So I'm not trying to disrespect him. I was just saying. All right. There's a little bit of a bias there, but I actually think that Alpine, I mean, if you look at their record, they went 3-0 against the Knights. They 3-2'd Space Station. I mean, that's good enough. Rizzo, when are you going to start validating them, okay? What'll it take?
For I mean, I'm not, like, saying Alpine's bad or anything. I just think Envy has the advantage over Alpine. Like, most of the time, I feel like Envy's going to win that, so I'm playing the safe bet here. You know, I understand you're biased, Turtle, but... You know, I just vouching for my boy. Maybe I'm biased with Turbo.
Yeah, with the there's bias everywhere, bro.
A little bit.
I mean, it's pretty hard to count out Turbo most of the time. So, you know, unless Turbo's having one of those days where he just like own goals everything, then it's like usually Envy's gonna win.
That's literally every tournament he has at least one.
He has to have one.
That's what I'm trying to know. Like,
Rogue is actually like a spooky team. Like, I don't know. I mean, Rizzo's playing them first, right? But. Like I feel like G2's playstyle kind of poo on Rogue because I feel like Rogue rely a lot on like their speed and stuff, but G2 doesn't. You don't really, like, you can't really beat G2 with speed, and so that's why I feel like Rogue would kind of struggle in that matchup a lot. So, you know, obviously Rizzo probably won't ever admit it, you know, but I think he probably knows he's like the favorite in that. But. You know, it comes down to play style at the end of the day. And Rogue's play style thing just gets outclassed by G2's.
Yes, Turtle, please tell me what you think about that matchup.
Oh, well, about this matchup individually, I would have to say. I don't know. I'm feeling, I've gotten good at doing that stuff where you have to stall. Oh, my God. I don't know. With the what?
Nothing.
What the hell are you laughing at? The G2 Rogue series, I mean, you said it yourself, Sis. I feel like... Rogue are they definitely have like the spook factor. Okay, that's key. The spook factor means they have some hidden talent. They can pop off, but then it's like whenever it comes down to clutch games, like they made playoffs, but I don't see them getting farther than that because it felt like they were relying on the spook factor, you know, popping off at random moments. But whenever it comes down to those really clutch moments where you got to step up, I feel like they get a little bit nervous. Meanwhile, G2, I mean, Rizzo, I don't know if you'll admit it because you're a humble dude, but like you guys always seem to perform in those tough situations or at least keep it really close.
I'll admit it because I'm a humble dude.
Oh, no, I said you won't admit it. You won't admit
it. Oh, okay, okay. That makes more sense. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, sometimes we choke. We really do, but... I mean, everybody does, though.
It's Rocket League. I feel like Rocket League, out of most esports, it comes so much to how you play on the day because it matters more than anything. It's like one day can determine whether you make like a qualifier.
One touch determines a series, too, a lot of times. Or not a lot of times, but like, you know, it will or it can.
Yeah, Rocket League is very like very toxic with how you get punished, like if you don't play like perfect pretty much. Like it's so much about consistency nowadays more than it is anything else, I feel like.
Well, I mean, for both of you, do you guys get tilted as much? Because now that demos have kind of become like a crazy vibe, basically, like everybody's abusing demos. So do you guys get as tilted now, or are you just used to it?
I want to know. I'm just gonna tell this story because I think it's kind of funny. I don't really think it's a big deal.
You know what?
Deal.
Go for it. Listen, as long as I'm not saying it. Listen,
I don't really think it's that big of a deal. But it's just like because I think both teams are over it by now. But it was just funny because the other day we were streaming G2, and you know, like one person starts demoing, so the other team gets triggered, and that team starts demoing, and then you cancel scrims 30 minutes early because both teams are not caring anymore, and they're just going all out against each other, demoing nonstop with no other intent, not even wanting to improve, just wanting to get in each other's heads. That's what it came down to.
Listen, I'm not going to get into it, but that is not even true. The way you explained it.
Listen. It was just funny. You know, I thought it wasn't that bad, you know?
And then I got over it pretty quick.
Yeah.
I assume you guys did too.
You know, yeah, it was just dumb. Anyway. But yeah, demos have become more prevalent and we've definitely noticed them in scrims. I think every team has.
you know the worst part is it's not even like it wasn't even just that one instance, like, because it's happened multiple times throughout scrims where people would just, like, kind of stop playing.
You talking about other teams, too? Like, not just us?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
It's
happened a lot.
It's everywhere, sadly.
I think, like, this is only my take on it. I feel like the reason demos are so prevalent, too, is because of the lack of lands. Like, I feel like lands, everyone kind of, you know, focuses on playing really well and, like, playing efficient, and no one's, like, trying to go around and demo nonstop. I think that I just feel like demos are, like, easier online. I know it's, like, such a dumb thing to say, but, like, it feels like they're easier to go for online. Yeah.
I mean, that makes sense.
Just because there's less, like, there's less nerves. Yeah. So, I don't know. That's just what I think. I don't know if you feel the same way, but I feel like on LAN, like, teams have a different play style. Like, I think they lean more toward what got them to where they are rather than, like, you know, what the new age meta is, that which is deck demoing. But I feel like,
yeah,
you know,
I could see that. I think people just play a bit more tense. That's the thing at LANs. Yeah. Or, like, in high pressure situations, they just play more tense and it'll not let them do those sort of things.
Yeah.
But I mean, that's everybody. Land. You hated LAN?
I hate playing on LAN, bro. I couldn't handle it, bro. It was too much. I don't know how you guys do it so well. It's amazing. I feel like there's a specific gene for you guys to perform under pressure. And I don't know what it is, but you guys just have it. You're just way better and actually talented at this game. It's crazy.
You do as a retired, like a season and a half.
Yeah.
What?
This dude's been out of the game for like 3 years. I've been out of the game.
It's been, I said a season and a half. I retired like a year and a half ago. Anyway, I mean, you know, listen, when LANs were around, it was, you know, for me and Turtle back in the Rogue days, it was a blast, you know? We had a lot of fun. I think, we made some good memories together. I remember Turtle.
Didn't you like
Matt
slam your headset one time?
Yeah, that was at Atlanta. That was when you got reverse swept by you actually in Atlanta.
Oh, I remember.
You remember that? Perfect. I think that was like the only time I ever slammed something. It wasn't even like that bad of a slam, but I did slam my headset because I was like, holy, we just got reverse swept by G2 again. And I was like, I can't believe this. Dude. It was fun though. It was fun. You know, memories. It was a blast.
Even though sports had a break, your business didn't. You have to keep moving, and that makes hiring more important than ever. Indeed is here to help. Indeed.com is the number one job site in the world because Indeed gets you the best people fast. Unlike other sites, Indeed gives you full control and payment flexibility over your hiring. You only pay for what you need, you can pause your account at any time, and there are no long-term contracts. Plus, Indeed provides powerful tools to make your search that much easier. Like sponsored jobs, which are shown to be 3.5 times more likely to result in a hire. With 73% of online job seekers visiting Indeed each month, Indeed is going to get you the important hire you need, just like they have for over 3 million businesses. Right now, Indeed is offering our listeners a free $75 credit to boost your job post, which means more quality candidates will see it fast. Try Indeed out with a free $75 credit at Indeed.com/BlueWire. This is their best offer available anywhere. Go right now to Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply.
Offer valid through December 31st.
Let's get back to the major. I wanted to ask like one more question about it. So I was thinking, I wanted to know what you guys think. Do you guys think that this format should be different since it feels similar to just another regional? You know, this is the same exact format as the past three regionals. And it's supposed to be considered a major. This is like the best of the best tournament we've gotten so far this league. And I just wanted to know if you guys think that the format should be different, if you guys think that it should be spread out across multiple weeks more, or, you know, anything. Anything you guys want to pitch into that, let me know.
Turtle, anything from you?
No.
Perfect.
All right, well, I'll go.
Bro, what the hell? All
right, I'll go. Bro, sure, why not?
Throw it in, bro.
No, actually, I don't even mind the format because I've also thought about it. Like, what other format are you going to use? Like, any sort of like a double limb bracket is just going to be bad or anything like that. That's the only other thing I can think of. But the Swiss format, I actually like it. I prefer it over anything else I've seen in Rocket League. But I don't know what else you could possibly even use.
Yeah, I agree with the Swiss format being the best thing.
Yeah.
I just think it feels like there's less hype because, you know, it's like we played our play-ins. You go 3-0, you qualify. And then it's basically like the regional. I just feel like it's, you know, maybe, I don't know what you could do. Obviously, you know, it's not, I'm not like an expert in like making brackets or anything. But, you know, I just feel like maybe they could have done something to hype it up more or something to differentiate it. But, you know, I don't have really any indulgence on that. You get
me? It's like, I didn't have much to add because I'm not the one playing in it, so it's different to understand like what it's like. But I, like you said, it's like every single individual game or series isn't as big of a deal in the Swiss format leading up to it, because it's, you know, in league play, it was like everything was so hype and intensified on that specific series. But now it's like you play so many in the stage before playoffs that it's not as nerve wracking until you get to like the 2-2 stage, right, Rizzo? I mean, how do you feel like that?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if we've ever had. Been to two losses, to be honest.
You've never even been there. You guys are just
Energy, probably not either.
Oh, yeah, I think we got one. That's it.
Yeah, we've only had one as well. I wouldn't mind if it was like actually a double limb playoffs thing. I know that would take a lot of time.
Yeah.
But I think that would create more hype and like at least like a comeback.
Double limb playoffs is in like so you mean the same thing with the Swiss, how you go 3-0 and then now it's double limb in the playoffs, or are you saying?
Yeah, Swiss would be fine, and then like a double limb in the playoffs, because I think it's just, I don't know, it creates more, I guess, like the feeling of every series mattering is like good for this for the playoff bracket. But I always like double limb.
Yeah.
Just to know, one, you have a second chance, and then two, you can actually make that comeback like all the way through.
Yeah. And would you rather have it be a bracket reset or just a game one advantage?
Probably just one game advantage.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, I feel that. I feel bracket resets can be a little too much.
It's annoying.
Yeah, okay. So I think that's about it for the major. I was going to ask one more thing, so I guess we'll just hit this really quick, and then we'll switch over to the next topic. What do you think about the seeding? This is mainly for Rizzo, because I don't know if Turtle pays too much attention to the seeding, but over the past regionals, I felt like the seeding was a little weird. Right? Like, I felt like you would go 3-0 and then you would still play a good team or something. I feel like this time it's kind of a little better. Like, I feel like even the third match when you're trying to go 3-0 was just a more fair matchup. Like, you got rewarded for winning.
Yeah. Do you know if they actually changed the seeding this time, like in this major?
I don't know if they did, but it genuinely feels like I'm pretty sure, like, I read something about it and I didn't understand it. And I just assumed it was different. And I kind of noticed it mainly, during the plans on Sunday or yesterday.
Yeah.
But, you know, that's, I didn't read anything specifically though. Like that said,
it could probably just be because that teams actually had a chance to like level out and kind of find their like true seating, because like nobody actually expected KCP to be like a top, what, six team or seed or whatever.
Yeah.
Whatever you consider them. Whereas before everything started, I don't even know where they would be placed, like 15th or something.
Yeah.
So I think now that people have leveled out, it's kind of like, oh, okay, you know, our first round is, actually, you have peeps, so that one doesn't really.
I mean, regardless, I think any matchup is a hard matchup, but.
Yeah, that's true. In the playoffs, it would be that. But like in the top 16 or whatever, I don't remember who you had, but we had, Well, I don't remember who we had either, but
didn't we? I swear to God, we played you one of the times we were three. We were both going.
Yeah, in like the first split or something. It was like we went one. We were 1-0. It was like our second match was either you or SSG, which was super confusing.
Yeah, it was really weird. It made it feel like grid didn't matter at all, and like it was just like random. Yeah. And then
but
you
it feels
see how
now, like as it's gone.
Yeah, well, I mean, we don't base it. We haven't played energy second round or SSG second round, so it feels better for sure. Maybe we just lucked out or something.
I remember. I think Jazzo was complaining about this too because I was like really confused. All the seating was messed up, and then because they didn't factor in the grid points, right? I don't know if you saw that, Riz, for the major. Yeah, the seating was like we were second seed, Envy was first seed. You guys were like dropped down to like fifth or fourth or something. I don't. It was a really weird. Yeah,
we were sixth, I'm pretty sure, and then they factored in grid points, so we went to fourth seed.
Yeah, and it was weird just because we had to tell them to factor it in. Like it wasn't done beforehand. Yeah. Like the players had to go to the admins and be like, the seating should be like this. So I just thought that was just like a lack of like tournament understanding from Sonic's side. That's what it felt like. I don't like the seating. They didn't understand what to do with it.
You know, as dumb as it sounds, it could possibly just be something that like slipped their mind. They're just looking at the seat because they don't. I don't think they look at it and be like. They'll be like, oh, this is a hype matchup, NRG versus G2 round one or something. But like, for us, we're like, no, we don't want to do that.
Yeah, no, that was just weird. I didn't understand how that slipped by, though. It just seemed like they just didn't want to add it in because it just seems like that's so unrealistic to just like forget. Like you just don't forget 9 weeks of the grid like it never happened. You know, it just doesn't make any sense.
Do you guys enjoy the grid? Like, how serious of a tone do you have whenever you go into the grid? Is it just like your weekly practice to go into, say, like the regional event? Because I don't know how you guys handle that stuff. I kind of understand how Alpine does it, but I don't know how about like NRG or G2, who are obviously some of the top tier teams. Like, do you guys view it as a serious thing where you're just using it for practice, or is it much more dedicated than that?
You want to go first, Riz?
Sure. I mean, for us. We take it pretty seriously, but we're not like if we lose, it's kind of just like that's unlucky. You know, it doesn't hurt as much to like lose that instead of like I don't know, say the major or something, or even like a regional or something like that. But it's definitely a lot more laid back, and I think all the teams play a lot more lax as well, unless it's like one of the teams that's like really close to top 10, trying to avoid the promo thing or whatever it is, the other tournament.
Yeah,
I mean that makes sense.
I agree. Yeah, I mean, for the most part, we kind of just, like, it basically is, like harder scrim. That's what it feels like. I feel like we cared more during the first half of the grid just because we wanted to get our win, at least just one grid win. And then once we got our win, and then near the end, like, we couldn't even move up in the points, so it didn't matter. So we were just kind of, that was when we did the G2 battle bus with NRG. Like, that whole thing was.
Oh, God, dude, I saw that.
It just, like, you know, it didn't matter. It was just 3v3 Rocket League at that point. Like, it'd be playing for basically just false points. But before that, up leading up until week 9, I feel like we took it seriously. Even the week 9, I think we ended up winning it. We still took it seriously. We just like kind of had fun with G2 because the match didn't matter for us as much. But okay. I mean, I think that's about it for the major, for the grid and everything. And now we'll head into our next topic, which, a lot of content creators, I'm sure, are excited to talk about. And I'm sure a lot of casuals want to know about it just because the game's been changing so much. You know, the Steam Workshop doesn't even work on, you know, PS4 consoles, anything, even Epic Games. So I think it's a good thing to address. And just to kind of bring it up, I have some stats for everyone. So let's start with the Workshop. Let's focus on that. So the Rocket League Workshop, in total, has 258 custom maps made, right? Just to show you guys the scale of how much Lethemir does for the Workshop, I'm gonna list out some of the other creators and just like let you guys understand this, right? So you guys might know some of these creators. I'm gonna go through each one. There's GLH. If you guys know, he made the Quidditch map. He has 10 Rocket League custom maps. DMC, he made the speed maps, the speed rings, all those. He has 13 custom made maps. French Fries, he made the dribbling challenge number 2, one of the most popular maps in Rocket League. He made 5 total maps. Gedeck, he made that Portal 2 challenge map with like the elevator and everything, all the customized cinematics. So he's really, really good at making, you know, just difficult things. I feel like he prefers quality over quantity. So, you know, he has only 6 maps, but they're all very high quality maps. We have Froyo, who me and Rizzo did that mini golf 1v1 on, if you guys remember that. And he has 5 custom maps, right? Now, Lethemir, many of you guys know Lethemir. He has, you know, around 500,000 subscribers on YouTube. And Lethemir has 62 custom maps created. And the others combined total that I listed have around 30 to 40. So that's just kind of insane to think about. You know, 258 custom maps. After all that, there's still no support for any sort of custom game modes, any sort of creative mode for Rocket League creators. And, you know, I wanted to bring that up and hear what you guys think, to see what you guys think it would take for them to give us a creative mode and what's preventing them from doing it sooner.
I didn't even know that the difference was that big with the maps. Like, I knew Lethemir was out here cooking in the studio with maps, but I didn't know he was going that hard. That's insane. So it's
I could bring something up too. I don't think he uploads all of his maps onto the workshop. I'm pretty sure he's made nearly 100, but they're just not on the workshop.
Yeah, you're right. I'm taking only public maps from this. But yeah, he's made a lot more that he hasn't uploaded, and he uses like privately, and he releases once they're complete. But yeah, that's just, it's crazy how much he does for the workshop.
Wow. So essentially, what are you asking of like Psyonix or Epic Games at this point? Like, what in terms would satisfy you with the workshops and all that stuff? Like, if you could picture a perfect implementation of this, what would it be?
Well, when I think of like what's been implemented really well creatively, the first thing that comes to mind, obviously, probably for many people, is the Fortnite like creative mode. Like any creator can go in there and make a game mode and add like plugins and everything built into the game. And it just like, it not only does it make the devs' lives easier because they can think about less game modes and stuff and just implement it into the game publicly, officially, like on the queues and everything. But like it also just lets players have like that freedom to, you know, they can also make careers straight up off of making maps and stuff. Like it's not just like just for fun, you know? So I think it would add a whole new topic for us to think about with these public creative modes.
Yeah. I haven't seen much of like the Fortnite thing, Fortnite creative stuff, but I think most of Rocket League, like all the stuff that comes from the Rocket League, I don't know, the people who make the maps, they're all like modeling their own stuff. So I think that's probably like the biggest challenge for Psyonix you can't just like add that to the, you can't add, you know, somebody being able to model stuff into Rocket League, like that's just not going to work. So
yeah,
maybe if somehow there was a way to import stuff, I don't even think that would be a thing either. Yeah. So they would have to make all these models and then give people the opportunity to make maps with the models that they make. So maybe with updates, they would add like, I don't even know, for an example, like how Lethemir has like maps with like decks of cards and like dice and stuff like that. Yeah. So like there's like a update where they add dice models or something. Like, I don't know.
It's essentially like giving the tools to the creators through the game instead of having to find like a third party plugin and stuff like that. I understand it completely more because I was a bit confused at first, like what we were trying to aim for because I know everything talks about workshop maps and everything like that. Like that's a big conversation, but I didn't know like how important that could be, because that could be huge. Because it could say there could be a creator out there of a map or something like that. He could be the next guy to create like some fantastic, crazy idea, but he doesn't want to go through the hassle of going through like a third party plugin or all the effort that obviously Lethemir has to do just to get like a deck of cards in the game.
Yeah, yeah. And the thing is that some people aren't even able to do it because they're on console or they're on the Epic Games client. Because, well, you don't have Steam Workshop on the Epic Games client, but I'm not sure if you can do custom maps, because the way Let does it is he just adds it to his game files with actually, you need Balke's mod, so you can't do it on the Epic Games client. It's not possible. So the only people who can do it are the Steam client people. So that's like I don't know, 25%. I'm just completely guessing, but 25% of the player base is only able to do that in the first place.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy how, you know, a lot of players won't even be able to try any of these custom maps unless they, you know, they buy a PC or they switch over to the Steam version, which I don't even think you can anymore, right?
No, you can't do that anymore.
Yeah, so
it's
impossible. So literally no one will be able to even try these maps. Any of the free-to-play players won't be able to try any of these maps, and they won't know how much Rocket League is limited to. You know, there's so much more that could be going on with Rocket League. I think even the devs know that. So, you know, I would imagine in their case they would want to try to pump this out somehow, make it public, yeah. Because you know that like for in Fortnite, for example, there's a creative mode thing where someone literally just like copy pasted Call of Duty Zombies into Fortnite. Like you literally can go to vending machines and you buy materials and there's like windows that you repair and you buy weapons and you fight off the zombies and it's like literally all made through a custom map. It's like the same map and everything. So you know you could do so much with it, and it's just a huge new world that I think Sonic should pretty much prioritize. Like I think for the future of like mainly casuals, I don't think anyone competitive is really going to care about this. But for casual players, I think they would love this, and it would probably at least keep them on the game longer. Find them some more modes to play with and have fun.
Well, Rizzo was talking about like adding a simple design. And sorry to interrupt you, Rizzo. I was just saying like it reminds me of like Skate 3. If you remember Skate 3, you can make your own park. It doesn't have to be anything complicated. You could just something
exactly
crazy
like that. Same with the old Tony Hawk game. Like they just remastered the Tony Hawk Pro Skater games, and you can create your own park just like that. Yeah. You add the models, and then just let people go to town with
like
them.
Gary's mod, literally. Like just make your own map.
Yeah.
It would be something like Gary's mod.
The other thing is if they added something like that, it would give, like you said, for competitive players or whatever, like the sweats, they're not going to care that much. But I feel like people would just have so much fun doing that, especially if it was like an ease of use, I guess. It's super easy to actually install, or just like you click a button within the game and it puts you on the map with your friends or something. Like having that opportunity would make more people just want to play. Like the fact that you have to go out and download or go to Lethemir's website, download his maps, follow his tutorial, and then like it's all crazy. That just to
download
on
Machi. You have to send your IP through Rocket plugin.
Yeah.
Open your port. It's crazy how much you got to do.
I remember you guys asked me like, Sizz, I think you're the one who asked me. You guys were doing like a recording or something of like a custom app, and you're like, "Hey, you want to get on this?" And I was like, "Yeah, let's do it." And then you're like, "Okay, here, follow this video, follow these steps." And I clicked on it. I was like, "Bro, I don't know if I can do this right now. I don't know if I have the time or anything." Yeah. And you're like, "It's fine. We got somebody else who already had it installed."
Yeah, it's pretty complicated just to be able to play a custom map. And let alone one that's not even like polished. Like it's gonna be laggy for one player, guaranteed. And you know, like I remember, Rizzo did the unlimited flips 1v1, and he couldn't even like hear his flips, or like it was like delayed for everything.
Yeah, mine didn't even work. I just like, you upload that, and I just scrapped the video. I was like, whatever.
It gets pretty scuffed sometimes, but you know, there's definitely I feel like a lot of possibilities for the custom maps.
Well,
you
know, the custom maps that Leth makes are so good too. Like it's perfect content just out there that could be used.
Speaking of, I was going to say one last thing. Speaking of content, if it's actually in the game, having like, say, imagine John Salmon, clickbait potential. If he has, there's dinosaurs in Rocket League, millions of views. It's going to get so many people on the game. That's all he needs. He just needs it to be easy. And then other content creators will be hopping on it too. They'll see it. Millions of, you know what I'm saying? It's just like, if people can get the easy YouTube videos with that and people are like, what? This isn't Rocket League. Like, I want to try. It just helps so much. That would be like the number one boost of the game if they can actually figure that thing out.
Well, I could imagine like other creators come in and they're just like, oh, I played, like, you know, a creator from like Minecraft comes in. Oh, I played Minecraft on Rocket League. Boom. Exposure for Rocket League, exposure for that creator, exposure for the game in the modded modes, everything. Like, it just like, imagine if Dream comes over and speedruns Rocket League on Minecraft. I mean, other way around. You know what I mean? Yeah. But yeah, something like that. But you know, there's a lot of potential for it. It just hasn't been cracked yet.
Well, it doesn't even have to be anything crazy as well. Like you could bait somebody in so easily in terms of like the clickbait and stuff like that, but also getting more eyes. And you mentioned like, with the skate park stuff, like the game is so routine. And I think that's what Rocket League always tries to do, is it's the same thing over and over again, but it wants to hook you with like the skill ceiling and like, oh, I can hit aerials and all this crazy stuff. But people are obviously going to get a little bit tired of the repetition. So if you add in like the creative maps and it's an easy access, then that's just going to create more of a hook on the game. So it's almost like a win-win. Like, why would you not want to incorporate that? You know what I mean?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. I mean, Skate, I didn't play like a crazy amount of Skate, but
Dude, Skate was so good.
Yeah, I remember, like,
I played quite a bit.
The custom maps were, like, huge in it. You know, that was, like, one... And I think it goes for a lot of games, any game that had custom mods. You know, like I played probably the most of, like, CS 1.6, and, like, that's kind of a weird example, but that was modded to the max, and that, like, opened up the community browser for servers, and it was just servers hosted of people making their mods and posting it publicly for anyone to join and play. And, like, that was just such a crazy... addition they added to 1.6 that made it grow so big, like, back in the day.
Speaking of CSGO, or, well, you said 1.6, but isn't the one of the most popular CSGO maps, like, fan made or something like that? Isn't it Cash?
Cash is fan made. I think
wow.
Dust 2 was, so in 1.6, I actually don't know exactly how it went, but in 1.6, D Dust was the original only Dust map. And then I think the community basically made Dust 2 as well, and like they just adjusted it.
That's nuts though, because Cash is like one of the favorite maps, right?
Yeah,
Cash is like one of the best maps in the game. Yeah.
Well, when I played the game.
Yeah. So I mean, I might be wrong on this. But I think Overpass might have been also fan made, but I know there was multiple fan made maps. I just don't know them all, but yeah, CS:GO is a really prime example of you know, fan mass making it into the competitive scene as well. So it could be possible.
So if they started with something like basic though, would that like be enough for now? Like you were talking about just like something, because obviously they'd have to add all the models and stuff like that. I don't know if they're going to give you like free range with adding custom models yet, but like if they added say like rams and posts, like just like literal pillars and stuff like that to create, would that be like good enough for now, or like the building blocks? Is that what you think?
That would be awesome, because you could just literally make a normal Rocket League map. Like you could, like what they should do, they should give you an opportunity to create a net, and then you know, like that seems like, you know, obviously that's not simple, but if you're a developer, I feel like you could probably make that into a mod where you can, like, you know, have the user create their own net, have the user create their own obstacles, and then you know, you select you know, where the cars spawn, everything, all that stuff. It should just be like pre-made options that you go in and you can make your own map. Like it seems like that could be simple enough. You could set the borders, everything, etc. Anyway,
yeah. The thing, if you give people like shapes to play with, I'm thinking of like the initial Neo Tokyo map. What is it called now? Does anybody know? Underpass, right?
Yeah.
So if you give them like the ramps on Underpass or something, like they can use those ramps to just make different shapes or something. Like you can make a full like huge circle or something, like a cylinder or something, with if you just have all those ramps combined and you just keep like stacking them and stuff. Like as long as you give people shapes to play with and like just the opportunity to finish a map, then people will be able to make a bunch of stuff. And then they could use the feedback of like, oh, I wish we had this. And be like, oh, yeah, we could probably add something like that.
Yeah.
I feel like even just like a square, like people could go crazy with just making like...
with just a bunch of squares. Yeah.
Literally, though. Like, imagine.
Yeah, you're not wrong.
You could like change the levels in Rocket League. Dude, yeah. I don't know how he's doing that, bro. He's literally putting it in the mini game. He's making it with Gedeck, and Gedeck is handling, I think, like the mini games, and he's literally putting in the mini games into Rocket League. Like that's how advanced it's getting, and we still don't have support for any of the creative
maps. Oh, you're talking about Among Us?
How he's doing the Among Us version.
Okay. Yeah.
It's crazy. Like you know the Simon Says like square box thing in Among Us? He literally has the same one in Rocket League already made.
There's even like the code, the 1, 2, 3, 4, the one where you count to 10.
Yeah.
He has that one too. And he's like, I don't understand how that's even possible.
I don't know.
There was a time where he couldn't figure out how to do this stuff. And then I don't know what happened. Something, he was just like, oh, we figured it out. And then he just started making all these maps. Like,
yeah, man's a grinder.
Like he was so limited. And then something happened. And then I don't know. He's like, oh, okay, that's how I do it.
It's crazy.
I click on his streams. Like he'll tweet like, I'm streaming me creating a map. And I'll go to his stream, right? And I'm just like, what is happening? Because I assume it's a little bit more like dumbed down or more simplistic, because Lethemir hasn't been like a map creator his whole life. But I open his stream up and I'm just like, what is happening?
Yeah.
I don't know. It's like a completely different software, all this like different files of like the different models and stuff.
Yeah,
and
then that's like his modeling software stuff.
Yeah. And he always does that, just like the vectors and everything to let you know what's walkable on and what's not. And like, it just gets so complicated.
The dude is literally creating, like, that's how you create a game. The dude is literally creating games and then just putting him into Rocket League.
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, he's grinding that out. Okay, the last thing I guess we'll bring up for the creative maps, just like kind of a question to top it off, is what map I don't know how many modded maps you've played, Turtle, or seen on the workshop, but what map would you want to see that is on the workshop? It can be from any creator, be officially implemented into Rocket League.
You go first, Rizzo. I know you're all okay. About these custom maps.
Okay, thank you. I think, I have two, so I'm cheating. But yeah, I think they should add a rings map for training, for sure. And then Let's standard drop shot map should be in the game. I think that map is so good.
The one with the lip? The lip reset?
Yeah,
the lip.
Well, yeah, if you can get rid of the lip, it'd be good. But I don't even think the lip's that bad, but not... Yeah, that one for sure, because that one is so fun to play on. And I'm pretty sure he sent that one to Sonic. He's like, you guys can use this if you want. Like, he sent it to him, and they just didn't respond. So he's like, all right, I'm uploading it. He just went for it. And then he's crazy. Like, here's the map.
That's crazy. He literally did Sonic's job for them, bro. He's like, yo, dog. Hey, I took your game. I made the files. I got everything ready. You just got to click upload, dog. Can you click upload?
You just click, click the upload button.
We're good, bro.
To be fair, there's probably a lot more to it for them. Yeah. Getting that and performance wise on all consoles, and like imagine a standard drop shot on a Switch. Like, you know, you gotta watch the performance there for a little bit.
Yeah, that's true. Careful. That is probably one of the big limiting factors now is it is like on all consoles. So any update they have to do, they got to do it on all consoles. So yeah. And you can't just transfer over anything made from the Steam Workshop. Right over to Rocket League that easily on any console. So, you know, I think what maps I would choose. Turtle, you want to go? Or you want me to go?
You go, man. I this is like not my area, but I mean, I have a couple of things I can chime in. But you go, man.
So this map I think I played it with Rizzo with F2 way back in the day. I just like literally loved this map and it's so simple. It's the volleyball map. And
oh, that one's good.
I thought when Salty Shores was coming out, I thought volleyball would be one of the first maps they would implement right there. Because I'm like, oh, this is literally made for them. Like, you know, you could just adjust the boost, adjust the gravity. Boom, you got volleyball in Rocket League. This easy. And it never got brought up ever again. The Salty Shores update was a bait. And I was like, dude, I can't believe this is literally the map's done for them. Like, come on, put this in. It was such a fun game. I think we played it with F2. I don't remember.
Yeah, we did. Well, yeah, we played with John for sure.
Yeah, for sure that was a dope map. That was a dope map. So that's probably one I would say. I agree, though, with the rings being a good like training mode thing because it does kind of help you stabilize your car. Makes you learn how to... Yeah,
there's a bunch of those, too.
Yeah.
It's like a rings and... it's like the... I don't even know what the other one... The maze one, I guess, where you try to dodge the moving wall that's coming towards you.
That one's good.
Like that one. Yeah.
Yeah, I had... I have some of my IRL friends... if they ask me how to improve like their car control, I just send them to the maps because those are just like easy mode like control. You just sit there, you just even hold the arrow right, arrow left, and you practice your air rolling.
The like ground drilling ones too, like right. Those are like
so those old. Are good training but maps.
Those
too.
Are goated. Yeah.
Yeah. Those make you like learn how to air dribble. You because sometimes there'll be like little things where you gotta jump over to the other platforms. So you gotta learn how to keep the ball in your car and like catch it with it and everything. So. You know, there's a lot of things that could be added in, training wise and just fun wise.
I feel like it'd be interesting to see a breakdown of like how many pros have used those maps because there's got to be countless amounts of hours because it's like giving people just the opportunity to train in a more consistent way than even the training in the game. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I agree for sure.
You know, one more thing.
What's up?
One more thing, I feel like I'm just like venting at this point, but the best map I think I ever played on was the one with four goals, and then everybody, it was like a custom game. Like, four goals, and everybody had five lives.
So if you got scored
on five times, you were just out. So you had to keep counting your head because, you know, the game doesn't work like that, but it was so fun to just do that with just a group. Yeah, dude, that was one of the most fun. As soon as you brought up volleyball, I thought about that one again.
Yeah, that one.
Well, that's
that
not
one
even like
blast.
A crazy concept either. And if you love it so much, you know what I mean? Like, it's a simple concept, just adding goals and it works.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's like adding lives. Like, how hard could it be to implement like lives? Like, you just have like five stock. Like, you know how the Smash Bros. Stock is with the little circle? You just have those.
Oh, yeah.
You right just upload Smash Bros. Lives and then you're
good. Yeah, and then that's it. You know, you have, you every time you get a goal on your net, you lose a stock. And it's simple as that. But yeah, you know, custom maps, a lot of potential. So, would love to see more work on that.
Segueing into this next one, this small one.
Yes, sir. We're going to segue into our last and best. You know, save the best for last.
I've been waiting to talk about this all night, so I'm going to go through it all. We got the reason we brought on Isaac App onto the podcast is because the man has been pursuing a little music career, and you know, I've been very interested to see how he's improved over the years. And, you know, I'll just go through everything. So he released his first song November 7th, 2018. It was titled Funds. He released that. And then 3 weeks later, November 29th, he released Feeling in 2018. And, you know, these songs were his
first. You got
first
the Carfax,
two.
Bro. You got the Carfax.
Of course. Yeah. I got it. You know,
had
I did
to
my
fact check.
Yeah, I had to do my, how to do my research. So, you know, you know, he's been improving over the years. He's been making music behind the scenes. I know he hasn't released a lot of stuff, but he's been going and just, you know, learning how to make beats, learning how to improve his flow. And, you know, I just let's start with your most recent release that I want you to talk about. Fixation, released October 14th, 2020. So I want to know where you got inspiration to make that song, whether it was from, you know, someone you know or someone that you look up to, like an artist or something. And, you know, what made you – I feel like that's a complete change of style from your old song. So I want to just hear what you what your take is, and I'll let you know what I think afterwards.
Well, I would love to make this, like, an open debate, too, like, if you guys want to talk about even music you guys like to listen to, because it's all about, like, the stylistic stuff. You know, it's always funny, like, switching – from the esports stuff, like I used to do the YouTube stuff, and I switched over, and like there's so many people who just absolutely hate it, which is fine. That's just how it works. But with the fixation stuff, I dropped that like a year later, and I've just been like trying to learn how to do this stuff, man, because like I didn't know what I was doing. I still don't know what I'm doing. I don't think anybody does at this point. But that song was about, I don't know how PG we can get, but it was about like essentially like addiction. My sister, that's like, it was kind of written in the perspective of my sister who was struggling with addiction. But it was also tied to like a lot of the emotions that I felt when, cause a couple months ago, like early of 2020, I was going through some stuff and I kind of ended up testing it and testing a bunch of other different things in my life as well. But I kind of related to her in that aspect. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yep.
So do you want to go through and listen to, I won't make you listen to the whole thing. So we'll listen to a bit of Funds just to show everyone your first release. And cause I think when you compare the two, right, when you actually sit there, when you compare the two, you can just tell how much you've improved immediately.
Wait, but before we do that, have you listened to your old music? Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
I haven't listened to my old music in like a while though. But do you mean like have I listened to it before? Like obviously, like I dropped it and then
yeah. Because I'm saying like once I upload a YouTube video, I'm never watching that thing ever again.
Exactly.
Because I don't like watching my own stuff. But do you like listening to your own stuff, or have you like gone back and listened to it just to kind of gauge how you?
I hadn't.
How far you've come, I guess.
I hadn't listened to my older stuff, like the first three songs that I dropped, for like it's been about a year. So that's that, but that you relate to that too. It's almost like a creative like process. Like if you start something, or if you're trying to work on something, and then you know you're developing your skills, then even like a couple months later, bro, like what you made prior to that is just trash. You know what I'm saying? So even listening to 30 seconds of like any of my songs, I just like almost don't want to listen to it. You feel me?
You're like, why did I say this? Why did I do this?
Exactly, and that's why like whenever he told me we were gonna talk about music, I was like, bro. Please, because
no,
every time I listen to the old stuff, it's just like, what is happening? You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, that's what I want you to listen to. I want to know what you think about old you compared to new you, and I want you to tell me what's changed, like what you think you've improved on the most. Because, you know, I took a listen, and like you could just tell, like, everything improved. Like, your flow, you know, your lyricism, your production, you know, you start, like, I remember, like, when you know, let's just listen to it. Let's listen to Funds and listen to it for, like, 30 seconds.
Bro, let's hear it.
Yeah, okay. Can you hear it?
Yes, we can hear it. Wow.
Creeping around, better get down. Everybody never hearing a sound. Calling the cops, whatever stops. People in the seats trying to stay in the box. And you got me trying to speed up the clock. Hesitation and readiness of the block. New location, readiness of the dock. Animation and ease of the stocks. We about to bounce, send it ounce. Been to do so much, so I'm ready to pounce. Sony on this motherfucker, it counts. Sony seen this motherfucker announced. We been bleeding in that quicksand. I ain't never seen a reach out hand. Anybody trying to fuck up my plan. Picture perfect, but we just want strength. Hey, yeah, I might go fuck up my brain. I might go fucking insane.
Okay.
All right, so the banger part, damn.
That is fun.
Wow, dude.
That is fun. Okay. And okay, when so I listened to this. Wait.
Before that, when was the release date?
November 7th, 2018.
Okay. So nearly 2 years, actually.
Right. And actually, one year after Funds was released, on the same exact date, I don't know if you did this on purpose, you released Wait Up on the same date a year later.
Oh, yeah, November 7th.
Yeah. Well, I was uploading the song and I was like, dude, I'm so close to it's been a year, like you say, like exactly a year.
1 year,
so
exactly. I was
like, fuck it, bro. I'm just going to drop it on the same day.
Might as well.
Okay, so I wanted you to listen to that because when I took a listen earlier, the biggest thing I noticed that the change between that and Fixation, a lot of like the harsh S sounds you kind of cut out from in the production, mm-hmm. I feel like.
Well, it's just the mixing, yeah.
Yeah, so you mixed a lot better. Also, you stopped doing when you didn't know what to say, like when the lyrics, you would just say like, or like, you know, you'd put a little filler. You stopped doing that. So you stopped doing that. You mix it up better. I think the beat improved a lot. So let's listen to Fixation for around the same time, 30, 45 seconds. And then we'll go into that and just compare the differences so you can tell me what you think you improved the most on, okay?
All right, let's go.
All right, so here's Fixation.
Get the cat jams, bro.
More cat jams.
Up in the back of the plug, got my thoughts right now, running back to the plug. I'm fucked up, never asking for love. Wanna drown myself, then see from above. I'm trying to give myself what I need, but I can't see through this mental greed. It feel like they want me to feel too faded now, so I can't really tell. Back and forth, I know the source, I do the torch, like I ain't gon' feel remorse. Cloudy course, I hit the brakes with all the force. Swimming right, I ain't see the horse. Only thing left that I see divorce. If I take this hit, it'll reinforce. Only fake people can I re-endorse, cause I hate myself and they all support. I know it right, but I made it wrong. This shit turned up, I ain't seeing done. Jumping a whip, turn the AC on. Got my foot down now, I'm speeding punt. Hit 45 and my grip is strong. With a blonde hair bitch and we yelling songs. My life feel too fucking long, but I guess this shit where I belong. Wait, oh.
Alright. So, I think the difference is like drastic. Like,
Yeah. You know, I haven't listened to Funds in a while, but hearing the difference there, it... No offense to Funds, but I think Fixation is so much better.
Oh yeah, please.
I really like Funds when you released it. It was bopping too. I was headbanging to that shit.
Well, it's like you have no point of end. You didn't know what it like could be better. You know what I'm saying? It was just like whatever the hell I was doing at the time.
Dude, you know what's crazy is like I showed, you know, that I showed the TDC homies. I showed them that
disconnected.
I showed them that song, right? I didn't tell them like why I showed them to. I'm like, guys, like, what do you guys think of this song? And everyone was like, this is like fire. Like, who is this guy? Like, you know, no one knew it was you. I didn't tell them it was Turtle. And I'm like, yeah, this is Turtle that made this. And they're all just like, they all remembered your old song Funds, and they were all just like, bro, like, this sounds crazy.
Yeah, dude. Well, like, okay, look, this is the type of shit I've been on. Do you see this box right here? So you're talking about like mixing and shit. Like I literally made this. This is a vocal booth, a DIY vocal booth. This shit's it's made out of PVC pipe, bro. And moving blankets. Like I can hop in this bitch, bro. Hold on. Look at this. This is what I'm talking about. Look at this.
He's gone, bro.
Bro, you see what I'm saying?
Oh my God.
Okay.
Oh, so it's like it's like a booth. Wait,
yeah, bro. So do you have a mic set up in there?
It reminds me of like when you change, like you go in and you change clothes.
Yeah, yeah.
You
know it's like a photo booth.
do you have a mic set up in there?
I got my mic set up in there and everything.
Yeah,
and
I got remember, like these. I forgot which. What? Oh, it was Travis's vid making of what's that song with Juice that him and Travis made? Do you know the name of it?
Bystanders?
Bystanders. I remember there was a video on YouTube got put out where it was
the documentary.
Like, yeah, yes. he puts his head under just blankets and he records that song under blankets. Like that's his setup for one of the best songs. Yeah, he's just sitting there with a laptop in hand, a mic underneath the blanket, and his head's over it with a laptop and a blanket and the mic.
Dude, that's too funny.
He records one of the biggest bangers of all times under that. So it just kind of shows like you don't really need. Yeah. An insane like studio to make really good music, but
I have Christmas lights in there, bro. Like I didn't have any lights.
It's like a party in there.
Serious. I could go turn them on for you right now. I didn't have any money when I was trying to make it. I was broke as fuck last year because I didn't know what to do. I wanted to make everything sound better.
Oh, he got funds. Like, he got funds now.
Yeah, there we go. There
sorry,
we go.
I got millions. The reason why I got funds, this
millions put up funds.
PVC, bro.
Yeah, no, PVC's kind of, that's kind of interesting. How does that work? Is it just like add an echo or something?
Bro, it's like building blocks. No, it doesn't add an echo. It's okay. So I got moving blankets.
Oh, you mean what's holding it up is the PVC?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. It's like building a rectangular prism, I think it's called. I don't fucking know. Geometry.
He modeled a he modeled a rectangle, but blankets.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Okay.
And then you just add the blankets, and then boom, we've got better vocals. So what, you like, got the Christmas lights? All the other songs are recorded.
Where? Just yeah, like I got sitting the Christmas on lights the poles?
I'll try and show you, bro. Look at this shit. Look at this. Can you see? Wait, whoa.
Did you see
it? Oh, yeah,
like,
I saw
it. You
saw
can see it for like a split second.
Yeah. Oh, that's that's so cool.
Yo, that's lit. Shit, bro.
Let's go. That's what I'm talking about.
Okay, you got a pretty swagged out setup, bro.
Initially, I was in there and I was like trying to rap and learn how to like actually write music, and I couldn't see where the mic was. It was so dark in that bitch. I was like rapping into the opposite corner one time, like not even to the microphone. So I went in my garage. I got like Christmas lights and I wrapped them up, bro.
That's pretty good.
And that's
idea.
Like you don't need anything. To make
innovation
all
right there.
Yeah, you really don't. Exactly. You really don't. I mean, damn, bro, fucking bystanders made in a shitty ass blanket. So
yeah,
I guess you could do anything.
Well, that's the crazy shit. Is like. Like there's Travis and people like that who, if they're at like a home studio or they're on the go or even in like a hotel, they'll literally, like you said, grab the blankets, put it over the mic, and then it's the same thing, really. Obviously be better somewhere else, but like the listener usually can't tell the difference, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Okay, I wanted to tell you that when I first listened to this song, by the way, chat, if you want to listen to the song, you know, it's available on Spotify,
dude,
on SoundCloud,
you guys
everywhere.
Are the best, bro.
So you guys should go to Spotify, look up Isaac App, listen to all his songs, support his music.
I can link it too.
Yeah, link it in the chat for everyone. Chat.
You guys are amazing.
So Turtle, when I listened to the song, my immediate thought for your inspiration, I could be wrong here, but this is just what I thought. To me, it sounded like, I don't know if you listen to Jack Harlow, but it kind of sounded like a mix of like Jack Harlow plus like I want to say Travis instrumentals, but like I don't know, something was from Travis for the instrumental, and I couldn't really like point out what
it's like
what
the
feel
spooky
like,
like sample shit.
Yeah, that's probably
like Travis.
It. Like
Travis
a
uses
reverb.
A lot of yeah. Well, he uses a lot of like sounds that have like a fucking dark kind of vibe. You know what I'm saying? Like it doesn't sound like pleasant or some shit. You're kind of like spooked out, like some Halloween type sample. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Okay. I feel you. And have you listened to Jack Harlow?
Yeah, definitely. So I mean, he's always been a huge inspiration too, for sure. And there's obviously the basses like J. Cole and shit like that. And it's weird because it's like when you don't drop a lot of music, like I'm a really big perfectionist and I have a bunch of shit that's like I could have dropped, but it's looking back, it's like horrible. You know what I'm saying? And I'm sure you guys have made like videos, or even when you're creating anything, it's like you make something and you think it's hype as hell for like a day or two, and you'll come back and you're like, dude, this is horrible. Why was I allowed to make something like this? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's and it's probably even like all of our videos.
Yeah, we've gone through that phase. Definitely
that is a banger,
phase.
Bro. Every we upload it. Oh, it sucks.
Yeah, no, definitely gone through that phase. I mean, you know. I think for sure that you're on the right track though. Like even like just comparing, I think chat even realized just comparing those two songs from 2 years ago to today, it's like crazy difference. So
thank you, man.
I say just
when you guys hit me up to like even talk about like nobody's ever hit me up to talk about like the music stuff. Like obviously there's cool like amazing listeners and stuff like that with the stuff, but like nobody has ever reached out to like actually talk about the music or do anything like that, because it's always been like, oh, Turtle Rocket League, Turtle Casting, Turtle, all this stuff, which is fine. Like I'm cool with it, but it's like, it's obvious that there's intentions behind that. So it's really, it's fucking awesome.
Yeah, no, you could tell with you, especially because I feel like you, you know, you're more of like I wouldn't say like emotional, but like, you know, your mental is better when you're, you know, focusing on something that you enjoy, right?
Yeah,
and definitely. And I could tell music, especially with you, is something you enjoy a lot. And I think you just gotta like, you know, you gotta find the right mindset on how to approach it. But you know, you've done a really good job with it. You know, and I'd like,
thank you, King.
I think that kind of makes you want to transition to like, what made you like, okay, I remember you told me originally, like you quit Rocket League, right? You just kind of strayed away from the competitive scene to focus on music. And do you think that, you know, that was the right decision in the end for sure? Like, you know, you're glad you stopped competitive because you prefer music. And, you know, what makes you want to keep making more music? And, like, you know, is it the fans? Is it, you know, just you mentally? It makes you in a better spiritual place? You know, What is it exactly that makes you feel like that?
I mean, it's like, it's definitely a mix. Like, when I dropped Rocket League or stopped playing competitively, like, first of all, I was pretty trash, to be honest. Like, I was horrible.
Turtles the goat, bro. Turtles the goat.
Yeah, it's capping. I was goated the whole time. I think there's a Reddit post where it's like, the best RLCS player of all time is Turtle statistically or some shit. Have you guys seen that?
No, it was.
it calculates all of the league play standings and like consistency. And since I only played for 3 seasons in RLCS, it like put me at the top on a lot of the graphs.
Hey,
go. Absolute
get the stat lines,
bro. So
hey, the numbers don't lie, bro. The numbers
facts. Bring up the numbers.
People roast me so much on my casting on Reddit. I should just be like, bro, you're talking to the best RLCS player. Like,
who? The best statistically the best RLCS player in existence. You got to bring that up.
Thank you. That's what I'm saying.
You got to bring that up. Hell yeah.
That's what I need, bro. I need that title in game. Best RLCS player statistically. Stay to the numbers, like you said.
Yes, sir.
But like, I stopped playing. I don't know. I don't want to get like too emo on the cast because it's who knows what we're going to talk about. But like,
whatever you're comfortable talking about.
Bro.
Yeah.
So I dropped that stuff, or I dropped playing Rocket League essentially, and then I didn't like know what the hell I was doing. You know what I'm saying? Like I started going to college for like a year, and I hated it. Like I couldn't stand sitting in classes. I know me and you have talked a lot about classes, like just dealing with that degree shit and like taking the route of a 9-to-5, which is fine for a lot of people, but I mean it depends on who you are. You know what I mean? And then like my mental health with that shit just completely dropped to the floor. Like I didn't want to talk to anybody. And it was like, it was worse whenever I was going through 2019, but that was the end of 2018. And I didn't know what I was doing throughout 2019. I just got out of high school. I was trying to figure shit out. And then we get into like later 2019 where I'm trying to improve on the music. And I thought that was going to be the only thing, but then I got hit up for casting, which was perfect. Cause I had like no money. I had this stupid ass car, like all the money I got from Rocket League, I'm gonna be flat up. I spent on like the dumbest car.
The Mustang you're talking about? Bought.
The fucking Mustang.
Yeah, it's talking about the Mustang.
Dumbest thing.
Okay, I'll be honest. Reddles did something very similar after he won DreamHack. And I was like, dude, I really hope it works out for you because
I mean,
like,
the worst
thing you can do.
The worst example of this has to be Classics, if we're being honest.
Didn't he? He got a Corvette, right?
You're probably right.
Classics literally bought like $100,000 Corvette the season he retired. So like it would make sense if you get that, like, you know, you're still playing, but like, you know, I don't know, that's a little excess to get that, you know, after you retire. But you know, Classics is Classics. Maybe, you know, maybe it's a smart move. Maybe he's a poker god, so maybe I'm wrong. Yeah. You know, you never know.
Dude.
Anyway, continue.
It's like the dumbest thing I could have done. Like I didn't even make that much because in seasons 1 through 3, like it wasn't like popping, but like there was some good cash that you could have saved, right? I like blew all that shit on a really stupid car, which is like the dumbest thing ever. Cause it's like if you don't own like a beach house or some shit, why the hell are you buying a nice car? You know what I mean?
Yeah. I just remembered the car because there was a picture of it. Like that's what is just remember. No, the Mustang that you were talking about.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Like, there was a picture somewhere. And now I'm remembering just now which car it was. So
wasn't it the black one with blue stripes? Or am I thinking of a different one?
It's red. It was red.
Yeah, it's red. Yeah. I'm pretty sure you made a video with it or an Instagram post at least.
No, I for sure seen it, but I don't know why.
I definitely made an Instagram post. That's for sure, bro. Don't lie. And just to show you where I am right now, I sold the Mustang and I bought a Honda Civic, bro. Let's go.
Hey, hell yeah. Let's go, bro. Efficiency.
Hey, let's go. But like owning that shit was the dumbest thing ever. So, cause my mom was like struggling to fucking pay the rent money month by month and living off checks. And I'm over here. I bought a fucking Mustang. You know what I'm saying? Like, what am I doing?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It was ridiculous. So I figured out kind of how to like deal with being a kid who doesn't have any money, which is normal because you're a college student, you don't have any money. And then all of a sudden I got hit up for the casting and the casting shit like completely saved me. and I was able to like kind of buy like a nice microphone and invest a little bit more into the music and shit. And then I didn't really drop a lot of music because it's really difficult sometimes, because I know a lot of the shit that I make is like hot garbage, like straight hot garbage, like fresh off the garbage press, bro. That's what I'm talking about.
What, you mean stuff that's like not released?
Yeah.
Okay.
And also, yeah, you want me to show him the Yeehaw song that you sent me that one time, you know?
I don't know if that's appropriate for this podcast, bro. You're going to lose sponsorship.
I think it's fine. I'm just saying.
You can play it. I'm just saying. That was a beef song.
I'm down to play it, you know? Frizzo's okay with me playing it too, you know?
I don't know what's in it, but if a turtle vouches and you vouch, then it's not me.
I'm not vouching for it. You're miscrediting what I'm saying.
I have it ready to play right now if you want me to play it. So I'm just letting you know that I can play this right now if you want to see it, Rizzo.
I mean, it's up to Turtle. He said no. He said no. That's all I'm saying.
I'm just saying, if I don't care. Like, I've already showed it to the stream, to everything. I've showed it to you, sis. I don't care.
Wait, you showed it to the stream?
I showed it on stream on Twitch one time. Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Play that shit.
Play it.
Okay. Yeah. Run it. I'm not responsible for any of this.
No. We're fine. They never said we had any limitations on cursing, so we're good to go.
All right.
So
this is my alter ego, bro. It's my alter ego.
Yeah. Let's bring this out really quick, and we'll get back on topic afterwards. So I want to hear.
Yeah, we'll segue back
into it. I don't think Rizzo's heard this yet, so I want to know what Rizzo.
Oh hell no.
Let's go through this.
Yeah. I got me a green old tractor. I'm gonna ride it around the town. Yeah, that's right. I got me a tractor. Yeah. Hey, I just fucked my sister. Yeehaw, yeehaw. I just fucked my sister. Yeehaw, yeehaw. I just fucked my sister. You know, I've been with her. Yeehaw, yeehaw. Yeah, hey, yo, huh. I might go fuck on my sister. Hey, then I go with and kiss her. Yeah, you know that I miss her. Yeah, you know
Let's go.
I wanna do her. Yeah,
go.
I'm a cowboy. Yeah,
okay.
A 10-gallon
This was completely off the dome, bro. No writing.
Like
Let's go.
A fucking bat. Yeah, yeehaw. I done came from the fucking south.
You paused at the perfect time, by the way. Good shit.
Yeah, I mean, I just wanted to, you know, get your take on that, and we'll get back on topic real quick,
bro.
That is some heat. I'm not gonna lie. I think I can understand why it wasn't released.
Okay. Yeah. You know, I didn't want to get famous as quick as that. You know, if I dropped that song, I would have been like the next Lil Nas X. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I was trying to keep things a little bit more
smart.
Low-key.
Yeah, slower pace. Yeah. I like that.
There we go. So that was straight freestyle. Like, that's the fun thing is, you know, people will come over to my house just like Sizz, Rizzo, you guys could fly over here, bro. Let's make a song. You know what I'm saying?
I'm down.
It's that easy. It's that easy, bro.
I'm so down, bro.
Come get on the feature.
I swear to God, about to hop in that CVC pipe thing. I'm gonna drop some nasty shit.
Yeah.
It's gonna be crazy. Well,
Sizz, you were talking to me about a diss track, bro.
I still have the lyrics.
Know what you want to read off some lyrics for us, real quick?
I wrote the lyrics down on my phone. I still have them. I just never, you know, I never got to like, because I don't know how to do all the, you know, producing and mixing and everything. So that's why I hit you up. But okay. I never went through with like finishing it. But I think I even told Rizzo about it that I was making a John Sandman diss track.
You sent me one of the bars and I went absolutely bonkers. Bro.
Yeah, no, you went crazy. I'm trying to find it, or I don't even know where it is. The lyrics are somewhere on my phone. But yeah, I just remember I was like going to town on John, like, you know, he was getting boomed.
You read me the lyrics in Madrid, I think, because I was showing you some of the beats I've been working on, and I was showing you.
Oh, I think I remember that. We were hanging out, Turtle. Which event was that? Where it was literally just me and you.
Oh, that was Dallas. That was Dallas.
Dallas. Right? Okay.
And then you and Chicago. Yeah.
Oh, I found that.
Okay.
And we're talking about casting and music. I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean,
I didn't even expect you to ask me to hang out. I was like, oh shit, he knows me. He remembers me. Okay, it had been like 2 years. No, I'm not saying like from an ego point. I mean like, shit, we hadn't seen each other in like 2 years.
I kind of have a lot of lyrics written, so I probably should just finish this.
Nah, come on, give us a snippet or something, bro.
No, I don't know, man. I don't know if I could spoil it, you know?
Oh, shit.
We played a little bit of Yeehaw. Give us one bar.
Okay,
and then
yeah, one bar. One bar.
All right, listen.
Five bars, 5 seconds.
Okay, fine. Let's do it. Well, I have, by the way, I prepared some beats in case we ever wanted the freestyle. So
I knew you were going to do this.
You know what I'm saying?
No, I'm not doing shit, bro. You can't. We got to
No, it's Sizz has it.
Listen up.
No, it's literally all him.
Okay.
Listen up, baby.
Okay,
listen up. It's DJ Sizz on the beat. You know what I'm saying? We out here with the Stews, with Isaac, with Rizzo. Yeah, John, your rhymes are whack. Quick question, you ever seen a gnome get clapped in a rap? Sit back, relax, let me make you look stupid. I spit nothing but facts, shit, it's about time to attack. It's funny, your best bits always involve me in the pack. Yeah,
I'm out of lyrics. That's all I'm gonna do because I don't know how to flow. Yo. That was nasty.
That's all you have written. You're like, I have that's this whole it. Thing like finished.
Listen, honestly, now that I read it again, I'm like, none of this makes any sense. But that's not the point. The point is, I wrote something down. Okay, so
the point was, it was in production, and that's probably why it was scrapped.
Listen, yeah. All I know is I have one line here that says, "It's tough being the mother of two." So I don't know where I was going with that, but I called John a mother of two, so I got to remember where my train of thought was going there.
And that's just where it leaves off.
Yeah, no, that's just how it ends. I just wrote mother of two, and that was pretty much the end of it.
It's fair enough.
But yeah.
That's fucking bars, bro. That's
bars. Right, bars on bars, you know what I'm saying?
That's what I'm talking about. You're better than me. You come in here, you're going to warm me up.
You want to hit here. You want to hit this or something? You know, feel free to.
This shit delayed.
Circling back to Isaac's music, Big Turtle. I feel weird calling you Isaac, not gonna lie. But back to Turtle. Sid, okay. Wait, did you have anything else that you want to say before?
Yeah, I had one more question for
okay,
for Turtle. There was I wanted to ask you, what type of genre do you consider your music to be? Or do you not even consider your music part of one genre and you'd rather have it be multiple genres that way you can kinda expand your know your music taste, or would you just have one, like, you know, like R&B or hip hop or something like that that you like line yourself up with, basically?
Yeah, I think that's a question like a lot of, like, I always watch the rappers that I really look up to, like, you know, Cole, Kendrick, the usuals, the greats, even before that, with like Jay-Z. I always love watching Kanye's Grammy speech. I don't know why. definitely country.
No, which one?
That's what somebody said that in chat, bro. But like, I think all of them always answer that question with just being a musician, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like, you just want to go through every different category that you can with music. And usually your shit sounds the same because that's kind of how it starts. Like, I'm still trying to get out of the inspiration tactic. Like, you can tell if you listen to my stuff who I'm inspired by, or maybe who I take inspiration from, depending on the track and stuff like that. Like you said, Jack Harlow, my next song might be inspired by Cole. It's just kind of how it works. And I think the goal is to move out of that situation to the point where it's just like my own shit and I don't have to feel like I'm replicating other people's stuff, you know what I mean, or like trying to bite on anybody, which is the goal. But like, to answer your question, definitely, like, just whatever genre, whatever type of music. Obviously it's hip-hop. I can't really sing at all. Auto-tune doesn't even help me, so I'm kind of fucked. But definitely just,
I mean,
anywhere
I
in
think
the
you can learn to
rap.
Sing like J. Cole admits, like, you know, he didn't learn how to sing, and then he just kept doing it. He made himself, like, you know, learn how to do it, and he's not the best singer, but, you know, he kind of just makes it his own. It's not like he's a great singer or anything.
Like that Apparently song, that's one of my favorites.
Yeah, or like She's Mine. Have you heard that?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, the one on
For Your Eyes Only.
Exactly, yeah. So, he has a bunch of different music where he sings, but he's not a great singer, but, you know, he makes it sound good because it's his own style.
Yeah, well, exactly. And even in Apparently, it's like some people get tuned off to, like, people who can't sing, but it's way better with that instead of, like, autotune and shit, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like a mix. But that's it, man. Just whatever genre, bro. Like, I feel like I wanted to bring this up. Somebody, when I first started dropping music, I was going to talk about the transition from, like, esports to, like, music and stuff like that. Because obviously it's like a U-turn, especially if it's rap. So, like, I remember somebody commented on, like, the first rap video that I did, a rap song, and somebody is, like, already trying to tell me what to write. They're like, first of all, Isaac App, if I can even call you that, there are three no-nos. Three big no-nos when writing about rap. You can't write about money, you can't write about drugs, and you can't write about females. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can't write about any of that stuff. If I hear one song, I'm out. I'm tuned out. So there we go. And I fucking hate those types of people. It's so funny. But yeah, like, I want to be the opposite of that.
The armchair analysts.
Yeah.
The armchair analysts.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm trying to hear about, you know, Isaac with a blonde bitch, you know. That's what I'm trying to hear about.
There we go.
You know? So, you know, you go ahead, you do you, you know, rap about what you want.
That's what I'm saying.
All right, Turtle, I'll hand it off Rizzo, I'll hand it off to you. You know, that's what you wanna.
All right. I think we do need to kind of wrap it up here, but I do have questions before, if we want to, like, we could just speedrun this. You can answer this as in depth as possible, because I have a few questions, and then if we want and we have a few minutes, we can go to chat and have them ask a few questions as well.
Yeah.
I don't know if you actually answered this one, but how did you, like, get started into wanting to make music, or how did you just, I mean, you said you did just kind of do it, like, that was your thing, you just kind of wanted, so you just did that. But how did you get started in, like, wanting to do it? Was it just like, I just want to do it, like, that's it?
I was making music in high school, and it's kind of like that thing where you see other people doing stuff that looks pretty dope, so you try it out yourself. I started with, like, MIDI keyboards and shit, like, trying to use Ableton Live and, like, try to make EDM stuff, and it was horrible. I didn't know what the hell I was doing.
Yeah.
And then it swapped into rap because I listened to, like, I listened to a lot of Logic at the time, and them talking about their upbringing and shit, and, like, everybody knows you go through some emo stages too, especially in high school. You become, like, an edgy teenager. So you like that, you love that shit, and then you gravitate towards people telling their story, and then you end up just listening to it. And I just wanted to, like, I wanted to, like, be a voice, you know what I'm saying? I think it's so cool that Cole and all those people have, like, a platform to just talk about whatever the hell they want to and get some kind of emotion out to, like, relate to other people and shit. And that's like the gist of it.
I feel that. Fair enough. All right. How long did it take to make Fixation or any of your other songs, if you feel like sharing, but Fixation specifically?
Yeah. I am so slow at making any music, bro. And you can tell that, like, when I drop something, it's like years apart. So, like, it depends. Usually I hate making beats because I make everything. Like, I mix it. I produce. I'm on my rush shit. I'm about to be like, I mix, master, I dress myself type of shit, you know?
Yeah.
So I make all this stuff. So usually after I make a beat, I'll try and write right away because that's when the inspiration is at its highest. But after I make a beat, I'm, like, already kind of gassed with the music stuff. But usually I'll stay up late. But it takes me forever to write lyrics. Like, that's the
hardest part for sure.
Yes. Yeah. 100%. And it's like, it's not even just writing to it. Then it's like you can write a fly bar or something that's crazy. And then you'll go into the booth or you'll go into your micro and step up to it. And
in your PVC pipe arena. And then
yeah, exactly. And you listen to the first few songs, like, and I'm just like, you know what I'm saying? And you don't know what you're doing. You're still trying to figure it out. I'm still trying to figure it out. And it's like, you feel like shit because you get the writing done. You're like, finally. But then there's a whole other aspect with, like, the making, like, the vocals.
Just making it sound clean and stuff like that?
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Yeah, okay. I feel that. Do you have, like, a timeline of, like, when, like, like weeks or however long it would take?
I have to set, usually it's, like, if I make a beat and write a song, I probably won't finish it for, like, 2 to 3 weeks because I'll come back and change shit. Like, I'll always change like what I'm writing or how the mix sounds and stuff like that, because it's all like preference. And if I listen to it one day, it'll sound horrible the next day and I'll have to fix it, you know?
Yeah,
fair.
There is like for example, like, you know, like, okay, like, I used to like Russ a lot when I first listened to him, and then, you know, I kind of gravitated away from his music just because it kind of all sounded the same. But he always kind of bragged about, you know, how he, you know, he produced, he wrote his own lyrics, he mixed, he did everything himself.
Yeah.
And, you know, that was one thing I always respected him a lot for. Like, you know, even though I don't listen to his music as much, you know, being able to do all that and travel the country while you're touring and you're still releasing, you know, new songs every other nuts, couple months, man. It's a lot of work. And people, like, you know, people don't really realize that, you know, and I'm like, that's why I was like, I don't know how long it took you to make Fixation, but, like, I was so thoroughly impressed by that song. Like, it was just such a good song. And, like, dude, if you just keep making, I can't wait for the Turtle album. I'm just saying, like, you know, whenever that's coming out.
Nah, okay. That's part of my next question.
Yeah.
This one's an obvious one. It says, do you have other stuff in the works? So, like. Oh.
Yes, bro. Of course.
And then my next question was, when's the album coming?
Oh, yep. Shit. When's the album, bro?
Oh, shit, bro. Okay. I don't know. Honestly, I have to set a deadline. I don't want to drop, like, an album out. I just want to drop, like, like an EP with like 5 to 7 songs that I can just show you what I'm trying to do. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because if I drop single, like nobody still knows what I'm doing. Like the fixation, it sounded cool. You can tell I've worked on my mixing, but they're like, there's so much other shit that I want to do. I just want to show people and like share that side of it, you know?
Yeah.
So hopefully by the end of this year, I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, when I, like, I don't know if you're talking about just, like your lyrics then, because you said your mixing's better and stuff, but I think your lyrics are, like, pretty good for the most part. Like, I don't think I just think, like, maybe the only criticism I would say is, like, you know, maybe mix up your, like, add more types of flows. That way, you know, you're not limited to one type of flow.
Ah, the armchair analyst, he's at it.
Yeah. I got my, you see this armchair right here? No, you can't see it.
Backseat musician.
Yeah, that's not the same, but, you know, just, I feel like. When I listen to like lyrical rappers, like for example, like Jid, he's probably one of the best examples of like a lyrical rapper. You know,
he's fucking nuts,
insane, absolutely insane. How he changes the flows whenever he wants. You know, he makes anything work. It's just because how talented he is. So yeah, you know, I definitely.
Well, I was actually about to mention him too, because like
going to Jid, go ahead, talk to us about.
Well,
Jid.
I was about to talk about DiCaprio too. That album's fucking nuts. You know what I'm saying? Like you go insane. In, like I was saying, I made Fixation, which I thought obviously was the best song I've dropped in a minute. And then I'm like, dude, this is sick. And then I'll get super depressed because I'll think it's really good. And then I'll go listen to somebody else that I really respect. And I'm like, what the fuck? This is horrible. What is happening?
It's insane. And honestly, the worst person you can listen to is Jake, because it's like he really does have the best lyrical game in the entire game. It's nuts, it's like it, if you go in depth, it's like some Eminem level shit. Like but it's just like the way he flows his sound. It just sounds so much more appealing than Eminem's music.
Yeah.
At least like in the modern age. But it's just ridiculous how talented people can get, you know? So I'm trying to see Mr. Turtle Stew reach that point.
Yes, sir.
Yeah,
Mr. Stew.
Yeah. So
I'll just rap about Stew. Let's get it.
Hey, just have a track named Stew in your EP.
You better hop on it then, sis. We can make a song.
That'd be crazy.
We'll get Rizzo and Sis feature. We'll be like,
Rizzo's got to be on the hook, though. Rizzo's got to sing the chorus. I don't know if you're down.
I'm down, bro.
I'm down. We'll rip something. We'll rip something.
Make something up.
Down.
All right. Next question is, are you overwhelmed with the amount of support you received? That might be like vague or whatever, but are you just satisfied or any other word for that?
Well, it's like sometimes I feel like it's not validated because like a lot of the support comes from like you guys. Like you guys are like really helping me like get on right now, even though it's like in the Rocket League scene, but like, if you guys even like the music or even respond to it, like I'm not trying to like say like keep doing it. Like I'm saying it almost makes me feel almost like shit. Like this isn't really that good. Sometimes like when I dropped the first few songs, I was like, this doesn't feel that good. There's a lot of hype with it, but I feel like super insecure about it. You know what I'm saying? Cause I didn't expect there to be a lot of eyes on it. And I'm like, fuck man, I really got to step up my shit. If there's this many people trying to listen, that's why it takes me so long to drop stuff, because I get super nervous because I know people are expecting like better and better and better. And at one point, like everybody's going to drop music that people don't like. Everybody's going to drop something that other people hate. There's already people hating on my shit. You know what I'm saying? So that's just how it goes. And I was definitely nervous, but it overwhelms me a little bit to drop more stuff. But like it feels like the best, because that's the only thing that I really fucking care about is the music. Like I don't care about getting any like revenue from it. I just want people to listen, you know, at the end of the day. Yeah. That's the only thing that matters.
You know, I mean, that's the thing. I have, you know, is. Oh, you go on, yeah.
I mean, I think that's the thing, is like just quality and like enjoying the music yourself will end up resulting in like the revenue coming in without even thinking about it. Like you don't even need to, like the priority should always be you enjoying your own music over anything else. Like, you know, just ignoring the haters and just focusing on yourself. And then you'll just, I feel like no matter what you do that, you're going to grow no matter what. Cause it's just like, you can tell everyone that listens to your music, you can tell you're talented.
Yeah. Thank you, man. Yeah, that's the goal, bro. That's just to drop shit. I mean, and eventually I'm going to drop something that's hot trash. But, you know, I might like it. Other people might like it.
I've said J. Cole's songs are trash. I said Weeknd's songs are trash. You know, I stand for them. But, you know, it's sometimes they're trash.
The man has done it.
Sometimes they're trash. It just happens.
I mean, that's fair enough. And the only way I can relate to you in this is with videos. And I know I've released some trash-ass videos.
Oh, hell yeah.
So, I mean, it happens.
Let's fucking go. I mean, I remember, like, trying to even record videos and shit. Like, you put something out and you work really hard on it, because a lot of times you'll really like something and you'll really fuck with something. I know, Rizzo, you've even told me, like, you put so much into one specific thing, like a video, a song, whatever it is, and you drop it and you expect like the biggest reaction, and obviously it doesn't happen. So it's like, how do you figure out how to balance being happy with what you make without getting like all the fucking validation in the world?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. All right, one last thing. It's pretty vague again, but what are you most excited about? I'll help you. Oh, whether that's like an EP or if you get to the stage, like being on stage or any like a performance or anything like that. Oh my
God, I'm trying to see
what would you be most excited about in music?
On the stage.
Okay, well, I mean, I think the thing that I've always like wanted to do is like get out of where I am right now. Like that sounds super like vague, but I'm stuck. I'm in my mom's fucking like computer room. There's like the AC doesn't work in here, and I'm wearing a fucking sweatshirt. I don't know why. Really fucking hot in here. The AC doesn't work in here. I'm rapping in a PVC pipe booth. You know what I'm saying? Like I really just want to get my fucking hands on something. You know what I mean? And like that's like at the end of the day, if I could just like not live in my mom's computer room, if I could be in like a actual studio and like have somebody to bounce off of, because I'm just like here alone making music. I don't really have any friends. The whole COVID shit kind of fucked me up. And then I'm just here making music.
Yeah.
It's and we're just stuck inside. And then getting on stage though would be terrific, but also it could be a disaster. It could be amazing. I would hope to have my hype man Sizz there though.
Let's go. Would be so awesome. Let's go, bro. Oh my God.
And then Rizzo, you better crowd surf, bro. Let's see you in the.
I can crowd surf. I can make that happen.
I'm trying to see Isaac Ab open up at the next RLCS Worlds.
Bro, people keep like tweeting at Rocket League to try to get my stuff on like the soundtrack, but then if you listen to what I'm talking about, like drugs and shit.
You know, there's no as way. Much as I like your music, I don't.
Yeah, I don't know if that's a good idea.
Yeah, I don't think so either.
Probably not their best idea.
It's all good though.
Exactly. That's what I always think is the funniest shit when people like somebody took a video of the intro of Rocket League and put my song back with it, and I was like, this does not fit at all, bro. This is a game with like kids playing it. Like it just doesn't work. I could get like sued or some shit.
Well, it's okay. You got us at least to listen to music off Rocket League. Bro. You know, Rocket League can Rocket League's missing out. That it's rated E for everyone. That's their problem. But yeah, man, I appreciate you doing what you're doing. You know, me and Chat, Rizzo will always support your music. You know,
thank you.
Man. You know, I'm sure everyone in Chat. If you don't know Isaac App, you're gonna learn him today. You know, what I'm saying, you're gonna respect his name. Learn him today. But you know.
I was saying, like, this is the first time anybody's like actually cared enough to ask me shit. So like, and the fact that it's you two, like people that I've known for so long, like, thank
it's
you.
Cool, bro. Thank
of course, bro. It's we cool we stuff. Love your ass, baby.
I love you, man.
So I think. With all the love in the air, I think we should be wrapping this up.
The love.
The biz. Yeah, let's catch the it biz. Up. The biz.
Let's go.
With Riz in Isaac.
Isaac, is there anything that you want to shout out? Keep in mind that people can see on screen, but there's also like audio listeners as well. Okay. So if you want to shout something out, feel free to do that. I'm going to throw some of your links in chat right now. Okay. But anything from you,
let them know. If you're interested in the progress with the music, just... literally everything Isaac App on all streaming platforms. That's all I care about. And that's it, man. Thank you guys for having me.
Thank you for being on, baby. Appreciate you very much.
It was great.
It was great. Pleasure thank to have you. Thank you, Aaron, for watching The Biz Episode 1.
The first episode first in the book. Episode, I'm so hyped.
And it was a great episode. I think that went extremely well. You know, we had an amazing guest. You know, everything was, you know, really fun to talk about. And you know, make sure if you guys missed the podcast, you know, you're tuning in late or something, or you want to watch it over, this will be uploaded to YouTube. It will be uploaded to Spotify, and it'll be uploaded to Apple Podcasts. So yeah, tune into all that whenever it's up. We will probably post on our social media, so you know, make sure to keep updated on there. And yeah, thank you for watching, thank you for listening, and have a beautiful night.
Goodbye,
that's
everybody.
It for the biz.
Oh,
the biz.
Oh, that's it.
Oh, that's it for the biz.
The biz.
The biz.